Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the talk show worth talking about, Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio, with your co-host, Kevin Hogan, founder of the Healing Stigma Program, and Scott Fullerton, voice of Left of Straight Radio. From A-list entertainers to hometown heroes, join Kevin and Scott as they interview those on the cutting edge of challenging stigma with insight, humor, and always compassion. Give them your ears and they'll open your mind. For positive talk with positive results, you're listening to Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio. Now here are your hosts, Scott and Kevin.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio. I am your co-host, Scott Fullerton, here, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Kevin Hogan. Kevin, how are you today?
Hey. Welcome to June, everyone. I'm doing fine. How are you, my friend?
I am doing very well. It is our second day of Pride Month, so that's exciting for the LGBT community.
Yay.
A lot to celebrate. We have a lot of history to remember and a lot of positive things going forward. So very excited to start this Pride Month out. How are you doing? I mean, you were going this Monday. Your book of poetry is up for a Lambda Literary Award. Are you getting nervous yet?
Yay. No, I'm honored. I mean, really, I know people could say, you know, the thing for me is I don't expect to have to go up and do anything. So the whole thing has already happened for me. Being a finalist is great. Poetry, you know, it's the only book in this category for bisexual literature or poetry. So I'm just going to keep saying the word as many times as I get there, that it's my Riestrad. People will say, what is the Riestrad? And I'll tell them, you know, it's half PSD, it's half superpower, and it's my life when you, you know, get outed on the evening news before 1.5 million people as a bisexual and you find your community. And then this is the lemonade, not to steal from Beyonce. I was saying it on your show well before that came out. But
exactly.
So if I strike up conversations and talk about Riestrad, talk about what the poetry is, give, you know, listen to other people that are obviously going to be fascinating. For me, it's just like the most wonderful party invite I've really ever had, and I'm honored to be there. So, no, I mean, the cool thing, here's something. I think this is funny. We got the instructions this week for finalists on when the band, just in case, you know, dream with me, everyone, now for a second, because on the odds, it's a 1 in 5 chance, you know. But and I'm so thrilled, as I said, for the other people, whoever it is that gets up there, it's going to be wonderful for them. But this is great. We find out when the band starts playing. I call it the freedom of speech email. You know, so how long you can make a speech, and they start playing low at a certain point, and then they start playing louder at a certain point. I just love that because that kind of snaps you into attention that this is the real deal. And so, hey, but turn it around here, what about is voting open for the podcast awards? What's going on with that? Because it's so exciting on all these things going on this month.
It did. I'm so excited. As we talked about last week, I was very honored to be nominated Best LGBT Podcast in 2016 by PodcastAwards.com. So very excited to be nominated. It's a nomination by the fans. They had over 1,100 different podcasts nominated. They put 10 from each category, and I'm one of the top 10 in the LGBT. So I'm very honored for that. Voting opened this past Sunday, May 29th, and it goes through June 12th. So
voting's open right now. Yep.
Exactly.
Voting's open right now. Okay.
If you don't mind, head on over to www.podcastawards.com. Go down to the LGBT category and hit my show, Left of Straight Show. And you have to put in an email address. You can vote once a day, and you can vote every day through June 12th. So I appreciate that.
Oh, that's
brilliant. If you want it, you are so inclined. I am most humbled and appreciative of that. Thank you very much.
And deserving, may I add. And I think it's wonderful that, can I also brag a bit that I think your website got a facelift recently with all this exciting stuff. It looks really cool.
Well, thank you. I did the Left of Straight Show website, got redone. It's up now. It still has a couple little kinks to get out, but I'm trying. I mean, you and I, we've gotten so lucky. We have such a great social media director that designed the Healing Stigma website. And so I'm looking at that. I'm looking at my website next. It's like, well, one of these things was not like the other, and I don't really like it that much. And since we're trying to grow Straight Radio, I kind of want to have a little more uniformity. So I had our social media director send me over her template, and I kind of matched it to Healing Stigma because I love that website so much. And if you haven't been there yet, www.healingstigma.com. My radio show is www.leftofstraight.com. That's LEFTOFSTR8, the number 8.com. We're starting to look a little more uniform. It's almost like we know what we're doing all of a sudden. It's a very scary thing.
I think it's wonderful, but no, it's really, yeah, it's going to be really exciting. So I'll be raising a glass to all of our listeners in New York on Monday, so that by the next show we'll have more to report. And please, in the meantime, vote for a very, very deserving and a very wonderful podcast that I want to hear more of and more of and more of in the future, because you're doing great work, Scott, and it's a pleasure to be on this with you.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. And we are going to let everyone know next week through all of our social media what happens at the Lambda Awards, Lambda Literary Awards. I'm so excited for that. But we got some great guests today. So there's lots of happening in the news. We're going to get to that maybe a little later on in the show. I love these two people. You don't understand. Craig Ramsey and Brandon Liberati are just two of the best people on the planet. They do so much good for the LGBT community, and they've just been featured on the Bravo show, The Newlyweds. We'll talk to them in just a couple of moments. Real excited to talk to them and hear a lot of their story. They've put together this new workout video through their company, Fit and Fab. We're going to learn all about that.
I love that name. I love that name. I really do. I can't wait to talk to these guys. It's just, it's been, you know, I'm, you know, as a poet, the whole P, we got to say it's the PHAB. And that has just been so wonderful, the combination of the two, because it's so hard to find a title sometimes that is everything. And they did a great job with that. So I can't wait to talk to these guys.
Exactly. Pure health and beauty, baby. We're going to hear all about it. Let's go ahead and go to a quick music break. We'll be back with Brandon and Craig in just a minute. We got a great new group that sent us their music. They're called the Groovalottos, and they have some very funky music. It's really good and like it. We're going to go ahead and feature them a little bit today. So this is the Groovalottos, Just Is. You're listening to Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio, and we'll be back in just a couple moments with Craig Ramsey and Brandon Liberati.
Play it just like that. You know, it makes me want to give it just a little. Feels good. Feel like one of those old blues, mellow, laid back. Just have that dance feel to it. The kind of thing you hear on the radio back in the day. You know, back when we were listening to the radio. Every late night, you listen to it on your stereo. Get a roll back, it's just kind of. You know what I mean? That kind of song. Just is. Just is.
played Newlyweds on TV, but after being featured on Bravo's hit show Newlyweds the first year, our guests have recently celebrated their one-year anniversary and are busier than ever. Through their fantastic business they've built, Fit and Fab, that's PHAB for Pure Health and Beauty, current project, Workouts of Drag, has been featuring the incredible Pandora's Box and is getting rave reviews and demand everywhere. Between Craig Ramsey's fitness business and husband Brandon Liberati's beauty business, they really are fitness and fab to the best. We're so happy to have them on the show today. Please welcome Craig and Brandon. Guys, how you doing today?
Really good. How are you doing?
Hey.
Doing fantastic. I'm so excited to talk to you. You guys have got to be, you're in need of a break. You guys have been on shows everywhere, all about fitness, talking about work, drag. You guys got to be tired.
You know, we're not tired. We're actually really excited about everything that's going on. And, you know, we're grateful because when you do hit yourself on TV, like we did in Newlyweds, and then we also have our business, which is on TV and online, you can imagine that we have lots of opportunities to combine both now. So we're thrilled.
Well, welcome aboard. I want to introduce guys to Kevin, my co-host. Kevin just has read your story and just thinks you're fascinating. I want to introduce Kevin here.
Hey, guys, I'm already thrilled with what you do, but I get it in the sense that because for me, I do this thing called Healing Stigma, and, the more I talk about it, the more I want to talk about it. So when you're getting that chance, the attention and the spotlight in such a way that you get to do something that helps so many people, I'm just so thrilled for you. I get the fact that the energy is good, but, you know, as always, because fitness is also rest, I'm sure you find your balance. But is that something you guys find now with each other, or do you have to like literally say, hey, whoa, we got to get off the fast train?
Hi, this is Brandon, Kevin, and it's really
yep.
nice meeting you. I'm
nice
really
to
super
you.
Excited to be on the show today. But I love what you just said about that, because Craig and I actually, we practice what's called conscious health and beauty, and
yeah.
we're really into how people feel about themselves. It's not about,
that's great.
You know, the way you look is secondary, and that comes with feeling good about yourself. So Craig and I actually practice what we teach people, and we do find balance naturally.
Yeah, that makes sense. It really, I know, after this is over and we'll keep in touch, I just was asked to do, and this is brilliant. You guys will have to meet him again through all these wonderful things that we do. But a dear friend of mine, Dr. Johnny Bowden, is a nutritionist, and I just did a weight stigma report, and I'm still doing work with that now going on. And it motivates me to do even more about it, because I see how many, you know, the results are so life-changing, let's put it that way, and you must see it all the time in your work. And so I just think it's great, the combination of the two. Hey, when did it, can I just ask, I know Scott does the research and I kind of interrupt all the time, but I'm so excited, as I said, when did you guys realize the title? Because I'm such a writer, I'm a poet as well as, you know, all this, but I love the Fit and Fab, because that says exactly when it is. When did that come to you?
Well, Brandon and I are so different, both in life and as personalities and in business, obviously. And mine being fitness, I'm the fit, but Brandon is everything fabulous. Let me tell you, this man is beauty, hair, style, all of it. But Fit and Fab was out there so much, and it goes back to that conscious beauty. We wanted the word
yeah.
pure in there. So the pure
right.
health and beauty, because health as well is important for both, not only fitness, obviously, and nutrition, but also in
yeah.
the beauty world. It affects
yeah.
you, it affects how you're going to look.
I love
that's
it.
Really,
I
wanted to
too.
Have you guys on this show, especially because this stigma. We talk about a lot of different things. There's so many things stigmatizing out there. One of those things is body image and looks and things like that. And your concept is exactly what we need to challenge that stigma. It doesn't really matter what you look like or what your body type is. It's how you feel about yourself and how you live with it. And you guys help people find that inner strength. And that's what I think is the best about you guys. It's just fantastic.
Well, thank you. That's what we strive to do. And we're really motivated by our clients, because the transformations that we've seen with them,
yeah.
both in beauty and fitness and health and their lifestyle, is jaw-dropping. And that's why it's important for us to move into especially the fitness, at-home fitness, where people aren't with us or their trainers or their beautician for 24/7. They have to be they're in charge of their own health and beauty. And that's the kind of products that we're putting out now to help the masses.
That's fantastic. Awesome. You know, and can I just say, because so many times, and this is just a short little story, but it's so true. And I know I'm old school, guys. I have to just say this. I owe all of my fitness to doing the same motion over and over and over again, because I was a rower in school. It paid for part of my college education. Mm-hmm. And my father's like, my God, you would have been a Roman galley slave, and now they paid for college. Timing's everything, kid. Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that I could literally be doing something that kept me fit and help pay for my education, which was just great for me. But the idea of maybe, I don't know, repetitive motion, it just kind of freed my mind. And I could, like, literally solve problems, whatever, while I was doing these things. But then, like, after college was over, a lot of my friends would, you know, either whatever would happen, it was suddenly the discipline wasn't there or whatever it was. And the thing that I find now, it just happened recently. We had a new gym. Part of the gym that my partner and I go to all the time is wonderful, but they opened up a new one. And this new gym just happened to be clean, sharp. Everybody going there, they have, you know, a whole section on beauty, and it's this whole new vibe, and it's a whole different workout. I'm still doing this, but I'm getting more and more results, and you can feel it, because there is that sense of, I don't know how to put it, but people are more inclined to come back when they're getting that confidence, maybe. I don't know, maybe you guys can describe it, but you see it. There's literally an energy about it when people feel better about themselves to kind of come back the next time, as opposed to the old school of, hey, you know what, kid, you're never going to make it. I mean, that's what I oftentimes was dealing with, because I was a pencil neck rowing in a heavyweight sport. I was kind of going back just to piss someone else off and take their seat in the boat away. I was just stubborn and Irish. But this sense of positive reinforcement is new to me in some ways. But in fitness and in health, it's everything, isn't it?
Kevin, you are so spot on. And that's why Brandon and I even developed what we call Metaphysique, which is a whole system of being aware of and energetically setting what your intentions are and getting the most out of your workout or even your day.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that you talked about with your gym, with cleanness and all of those things. That's great and fine. But what you're feeling is the energetic change,
right?
Because it's new and it's fresh and it's giving people a brand new energy and pep in their step. And in fact, we even include meditations, and we have a multimedia meditations that go hand in hand with working out. And Brandon has even music that is set with the BPMs in relation to how you prepare for women getting their hair and makeup done in the morning, or men. He's hitting me.
Of course.
Like, or men, morning or at night. You know, it's making a whole beautifying experience of just taking time on yourself.
That's so awesome. Hey, Brandon, I'm going to interrupt one more time. I know Scott's got some questions that are brilliant, but I got to tell you this, and I'll get it to you guys afterwards if you're interested, but I actually wrote a poem about releasing beauticians on Washington to solve our political problems well before anyone right now had thrown their hat in the ring. It was published back in 2015. I'm going to New York for a little thing called the Lammies, but I'll get you guys a copy, because I wrote this poem about releasing beauticians on Washington that, Brandon, I'd love you to read someday.
Oh my God, I would love it.
yep, that's what we need. So anyway, I'm quieting down. I know Scott's got questions now. I'm gonna go quiet.
Oh, we're good. I just want to talk about Workouts at Drag. I mean, let's go ahead and discuss the genesis of the project. I know that Brandon, you admit, Pandora originally while working on Drag Race as a beauty consultant, and then Craig, you actually were training Pandora. How did the three of you kind of get together, and where did this idea come from to create a workout video? And we call it a workout video with our air quotes, but it's really an entertaining way to really get yourself in shape. So how did the idea come about, and talk about that a second?
Well, this is Brandon, so I'll just tell you my portion in it. Of course, I'm the beauty boy, so I helped Craig give modern day workouts a glamorous makeover. So we made it we're making workouts fun again, and we're trying to bring it back to the 80s, you know, the Jane Fonda, Richard Simmons, and getting less out of boot camp. That drill sergeant and the bullying type effect that some of those classes have. And, you know, for me, I'm not motivated that way. I have lived a life that is full of that type of reprimand, and that's not, that doesn't motivate me. I'm motivated by fun and entertainment and sparkle and sequence. So that.
Well said. Yeah.
And I'll hand you over to Craig, and he can kind of take it from there.
Hey guys, so Workouts at Drag developed over time, and as you said, got that Brandon and Pandora worked together, and they had the beauty side, but then I worked on Pandora's fitness separately. What was unique about our relationship was in the gym, we had such humor and such a good time that we had other clients in a group setting that I trained Cheyenne Jackson and Alec Mappa. And then it was all of these women that just were enjoying their experience with their trainers. They were being trained differently, but the gym environment changed. And we were making fitness fun again. And we noticed that more people started showing up in that hour where I was training Pandora because of all that humor at that gym, that even the gym noticed and said, hey, could you do classes like this? And then that's where we're like, put Michael into Pandora and let's actually do this where we make fitness fun again and we make it entertaining. Because let me tell you, the combo of drag queens and fitness, there is nothing more entertaining. People are going to be getting the CBD to sit back, grab a healthy martini, sit back and enjoy.
That is
so brilliant. I love it. And, of course, nobody really likes to work out, too. So when you bring the fun element to it and you really kind of make it a goal thing, but it is a group setting, I think that's going to help so much. Where did you find your people that were in the video? They were all great. You had a couple of drag queens, a couple of real live peoples there. Talk about the people that helped you guys create the video.
Yeah, well, these are all clients and good friends of ours, and it ranges from a lot of you know, different people. We wanted to all, of course, include our fit queens of Cake Moss and Lucky Madison, who I have no idea how they held it together in the fitness filming, because let me tell you, you see it as an hour-long program. We see it as a 10-hour filming day. So
yeah.
Brandon's saying those tucks stayed. Let me tell you, that was impressive. And then we have Becky Jennings, who is the female fitness expert on America's Ninja Warrior, and
right. She's
an incredible fitness expert. Octavius Terry, who is a champion hurdler, and you know his husband is Jamal, who does a lot of choreography for not only Drag Race but tons of pop stars, and Madonna and such. And then we also had tons of VIP guests, because we set this workout as a performance on stage in a drag bar, like a drag show, and we have an audience that sits back and watches what we're doing. And in the VIP area, we had tons of famous queens. And why we actually did that is because we want to encourage people at home to perform this workout. And to social media, and we have such a growing, amazing community of hashtag workout to drag, where their workout is on display, and that really holds them accountable in a fun and exciting way. And of course, we have Pandora, who is going to be giving away free prizes as incentive, because she likes to make it rain, as she says. She goes, good workout, I'm going to make it rain. I'm going to throw some ones and prizes at you.
Hey, this is Kevin. I got to interrupt her. You know what's brilliant? Because I had this lesson taught to me when I went to Europe. So, again, I loved what you were talking about before about not being about reprimand. But, you know, I had to survive in the old days coming up through the reprimand system. And like I said, maybe something in the Irish about me survived or clicked. But I loved at the same time kind of, you know, the idea of, how should I say, there's got to be something else out there. So I was always curious. So I got this introduction to how rowing clubs and some of the European clubs introduced new rowers, especially younger kids that here would never get a chance to do this. And they would actually string things like bags of cookies or, you know, like candies or something out in the middle of a small river. And they actually had to work to keep the boat set up to go and get this. And I remember thinking, my first mind is like, wait a second, this is like a party. It's not like rowing. But damn it, if I wasn't wrong, and these kids figured out how to row in a fun way, and then they were members of this club for the rest of their lives and would, like, you know, sponsor others. It was totally mind-blowing, right? And I love what you guys are doing, because what you're saying for me is another one of these lessons where, first, it's like, wait a second, is it a workout? Is it a party? Is it a social media event? Yes. And I think that's just so wonderful for people. Yes, it is.
It's inclusive, Kevin, and I love hearing this because, you know, I don't want to speak negatively about what's out there already with at-home fitness programs and boot camps
right.
and things like that, because it does work for some people. But I can tell you the majority of people that seek my help as a fitness expert, they come to me because they have a lot of negative feelings and baggage with fitness, with working out, with self-body image issues. and they don't feel like they belong and deserve to be even athletic, and that's really sad to me. So I wanted to, we wanted to create an inclusive program that also is manageable yet extremely challenging. So Brandon was right in saying that it's like 80s fitness video fun, but it's actually, you know, really genius, effective 2016 fitness programming of stuff that we know works. And the results are there. I just posted yesterday with one of our Workouts to Drag members, Crystal Coombe. She lost 80 pounds in 8 months doing this program.
Wow,
and why
great.
Was she able to do it so much? It's not like she did an hour a day. We break it up. She's a working mom. She's a single mom.
Yeah.
What she's able to do is I broke this program up into different five-minute segments that can be combined together depending on how much time you have. So Crystal started off with 5 minutes, and then she loved it, and then 5 minutes gave her results a day, and then it soon turned to 10 minutes, and then she prioritized, as you said, Kevin, that people actually love what they're doing. And then
With more energy, you can. Here's the crazy thing. When I was in – I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is just one of those things. I'm the living proof of this. My grades went up when I was in college, when I was in season for rowing, when I actually had less time, you would imagine. But my discipline was so sharp. As soon as season was over, I was so crazy. Here's how addictive I was. I think I said this before, because I had to do things long term. I did 2 Tin Man triathlons on the same weekend because there was no Iron Man in those days. So I did 2 half ones, one on a Saturday, one on a Sunday, just to feel what an Iron Man, or, you know, what a longer triathlon. And people were looking at me like, you got a problem, kid. You know, but in other words, for me personally, it was always, always, always one of those things that I had to challenge someone. It was a fight. You know, I had to challenge the clock. And now, I mean, I'll just say it. I just turned a pretty ripe age last year of 50. All right. And so there's a lot that has happened in my life at this point. And I feel better than ever, but I'm having fun with my workouts now. I'm having fun with those around me. When I see at a certain time and point, many people, how should I say it? They kind of get that treadmill hunch, and I'm just here because I got to put my time in, and I don't want to do that. I love my time now that I get to do things with my body, you know, everything that I enjoy. I want to do for as long as possible with great posture and a smile, and so now I want to do it opposed to doing the reprimand. And I love what you guys do. I'm just hooked. I really am. I talk this much, Scott knows, when I get really turned on by what somebody's doing. I'm so hooked.
No, Kevin, you're right that the body cannot have any kind of physique success and health success if the mindset isn't there. So what you're doing, you're finding at 50 is amazing, and what I'm trying to deliver that to even these girls that are teenagers, and even like Crystal's daughter, who's, for goodness sakes, 9 years old, she's able to do this. You know, this is not an R-rated exercise video, and sometimes it surprises me the kind of feedback we get within the fitness community for this, and it makes me giggle and laugh. No, we have drag queens timing these incredible exercises. You know, it's really effective, yet just because it's different and because it does keep people engaged, it's working, and it's having them come back for more.
That's awesome. Brandon, talk about the beauty side of it. What are your tips that you've kind of infused in the video, too? Because we all know looking good as far as your body is, but actually feeling good with the way you look and being able to do that is such an important part as well. How are you bringing your talents to the video?
Well, the beauty aspect comes into this because, you know, what we're about is eliminating all excuses not to work out. That's why Craig's developed things like the World's Your Gym and finding time. The Workout to Drag video is broken up into those five-minute segments so that people can find time, because it's proven effective that even five minutes here and there throughout your day, you can have physique-changing results with that, but it doesn't have to be an hour and a half straight. So part of eliminating all the excuses, beauty comes into that. A lot of women will experience things when working out that will deter them from going back or completely derail their fitness goals altogether. Like simple things like a blowout, having their hair done. They will not go to the gym after. You know, a lot of women also that only have, so on the DVD, I show women how to save a blowout at the workout, during their workout, and to work out wisely when you are trying to save that. And I also go into, a lot of women some women only have their lunch break to work out. And then sometimes what happens is a woman will go go on her lunch break, she'll work out. You know, she's burning calories because most women do a higher cardio workout. And she'll get back to the office. Well, you know, she's continuing to burn calories. And if this is the first time that a woman is trying this out, women experience some different sweating in different places. And, you know, like a half hour later sitting in the office, they'll have boob sweat. And
right.
It's a real thing. And it will discourage her. She'll be highly embarrassed, and she won't ever go back on her lunch. So, you know,
yeah.
And work out. It's almost like, and I don't want to say they're finding an excuse, but it's embarrassment enough that they're like, I tried it,
oh.
It didn't work out, I'm done. You know?
Oh, my God, I'm Irish. I'm like a heater. It's horrible. I mean, seriously, I wear a tank top in December. It's so bad to be around me. And I sweat constantly. I mean, I literally, when I work out, hours later, and I have a, you know, it's just like that. I literally, from always having done maybe outdoor sports, found comfort in it. But then I would go back into college classes, and I was so embarrassed. I was wearing hoodies to just cover myself up because I was just so embarrassed.
Yeah, now imagine if you're a woman who's trying to tackle her size and she's already feeling insecure about the situation. That's going to be something that's going to completely derail them.
Yeah.
And, you know, with just cause, you know, because if they're walking around the office, people don't know that they just went to the gym. So if there's little tips to help these things. And so I give,
that's great.
I call it making your workout wearable.
Hey guys, this is Craig. Can I just add a little bit about that? Bringing the beauty into the fitness. It was important for me to include Brandon's expertise with that because I had a Bravo show before Newlyweds called Thinnervention, and it was on about 4 years ago. It was called Thinnervention with Jackie Warner, and we had 7 clients that we had about 12 weeks to transform their lifestyle and thus weight loss and have successful weight loss. Because of the filming responsibilities, and obviously people are self-aware of how they come off it in look on camera, I would say that the biggest factor that got in the way of all those clients reaching their full potential was the beauty aspect getting in the way of their fitness. And that's where I kept asking Brandon, well, what can they do? So he, you know, they want to wear some makeup. They want to do this and that. And Brandon helped and actually got a couple of star clients of them, Mandy Ellen and Gina Keogh from The Real Housewives of Orange County. They actually gained a lot of success on that reality show with me because of Brandon's beauty tips.
Yeah, you can tell this whole thing is based upon a real need. And you can tell that you guys talked about it, thought about it, because you're supplying things that are so thought out here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's that kind of, as you said, it doesn't just include, but it does it with, I know you guys have said the other stuff, but I think there's a radical, empathy that you have for your clients that is so positive, and that's also something that you guys come across. I'm so glad to be talking to you right now because you get it. You feel for them. And therefore, here's the other thing, as I was saying before, I did much better when I was on something that I enjoyed and I came back for it time and time again. And I realize that now looking back at my life. And I've always, you know, the crazy thing, this is true, when I coach, because I had the chance to be a rowing coach and now as a Healing Stigma coach, I'm working, you know, as I said, God, I'm working with people that are dealing with everything from addiction to criminal record to, you can't imagine some of the stigma people face. And every little good choice sometimes opens the door for better choices. And back when I was a coach, way, way, way back, I don't know where this came from. I would be coaching, and then suddenly something would come out of my head that was like, wow, I got to remember that. That sounds really good. And one of the things I said is, listen, fear will get you a silver medal, but it's not going to get you a gold medal. I want to know who wants to be here. That's what's going to get you to the gold medal platform is desire to come back another time and keep working together as a team. And I would just, it was a team sport for rowing, so we had to do that. But I realize what you guys are doing is that, you know, it's that, yes, to think how to come back the next time is ultimately the ultimate thing, and that work out there is preserving the desire to not let stigma or some type of fear break this ongoing good relationship with your body and your health. And I just think that's so wonderful. Sorry, that wasn't a question.
Yeah. It was a fantastic, fabulous, fit and fab statement is what it was.
Yeah, we gotta. I know we're gonna have to talk afterwards, but I seriously, and when Scott said this, I was like, you know, I thought about it, and I said, I had so many questions already. And I think the best thing of it all right now is that you guys are sticking together and doing the next thing. But let me ask this. What do you find from your clients that are now doing it for a while? Is there a plateau? Because as a coach, I often found in team sports that sometimes when people kind of knew each other's moods, knew each other's foibles, let's say, would make up for it, there was sometimes a plateau that you kind of had to shake to get to that championship level or keep the desire alive. Do you find that with people now, and how do you kick it into the next gear?
Exactly. We do find that there's plateaus with yeah. everything in life. We all get bored of that, but also, you know, your one muscle groups that are used. I mean, the fitness program is the full
yeah.
body workout that I offer in this. There's still going to be plateaus, which is why we actually have the built-in social online community of hashtag workout to drag. It's because that's where I offer uniqueness. Like, okay, so you're in a hotel room that only literally has
yeah.
a bed. You're in New York. Let me show you how to do this 5-minute
yeah.
stretching exercise.
So smart.
Utilize the body.
Well, I want to make sure everyone finds out how to get the video. We're going to talk more about it and where you can get it. Let's go ahead and take a little break, though. I want to play another song by the Groovalottos here, and then when we get back, I want to talk a little about your experience on Newlyweds, all the great things you have up and coming. Again, we want to find out how they can follow you in all your social media. So we'll be back in just a couple moments. We're talking with the fantastic Brandon Liberati and Craig Ramsey. You're listening to Healing Stigma and Left of Straight Radio. This is the Groovalottos with Her Groove. And that was the Groovalottos with Her Groove. We are talking with Craig Ramsey and Brandon Liberati from Fit and Fab. We just learned all about their great new workout video, Workouts a Drag, with the fantastic Pandora box. But guys, you had, not only have you had your 1 year anniversary, you spent your first year of marriage on national TV on Bravo's
wow.
Newlywed show. How are you surviving the aftermath?
Well, my goodness, I can't believe, this is Craig speaking, I can't believe that people are still talking about my sperm and still talking to ask me if I got Brandon's lesbian sister pregnant. They ask me if the hair on my ass and taint has grown back. You know, all I can say is it's a very vulnerable experience, but it's
yeah.
one that we enjoyed and we're grateful for. Yeah.
And Brandon, how are you? Are you liking not having the cameras following you around 24/7?
Yeah, you know, you get used to it, and I definitely don't miss it, but it wasn't that bad, honestly, just because, you know, Craig and I just, we went along with authentically what we do, so, you know, it was just a little more crowded.
Well, that's what I got to say, too. I mean, one of the things I love about you guys is you're so open and honest. You showed a loving gay relationship in a fantastic way on TV, but just that, not just that, you really opened yourselves up. We had Craig talking, having to talk about his sperm on TV. You had your the gynecomastia or whatever surgery?
Exactly.
I mean, you guys really...
Gynecomastia.
Exactly, the alphabet surgery there. I mean, you guys
yeah.
really opened yourself up and talking about stigma. There's a lot of things associated with both those things, and I just appreciate your honesty with not just the people on TV, but with each other. You guys are so loving and open with each other. Is that kind of the secret to the first year of marriage?
I think it's the secret to any marriage. And what we found the most rewarding thing about the whole experience was the amount of feedback we had from all people, gay, straight, trans, you name it, that just said,
I gotta hold up the bisexual flag. That's me here. Boom.
Kevin, we have tons of friends that are bisexual as well. How can I how can I leave our sexy?
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm
always the B police for all the B people behind me, but I'm in a good way here, man. Don't worry. I'm cheering you on.
Please, thank you. Yes. We had even the bisexual people that have responded to us and said, We love your relationship and we can relate to it. And that's what is so special to us, having, you know, these people that have been married for literally 50, 60, 70 years saying, I just love your, we've had some old grannies contact us and say, I love you guys and you remind me so much of me and my husband. So that's special.
That's awesome.
That is so sweet.
That really is. That really is.
Now,
congrats,
guys. Are you looking towards any television in your future? You guys are so natural on TV. You guys have both worked in TV so much as part of the entertainment business. Is there anything hopefully in the future coming up?
There definitely is. And I think that with the Newlyweds experience, it really focused on, as you said, like our first year of married life together. And even though we filmed so much more than that, a lot was left out in the airing process. And we're talking like facts that is like Lance and I were each other's first during NSYNC. And we talked about all of that stuff that never got aired. And I mean, we covered so much other things that it's time to move over into a format that will actually share more about our business and our clients and how we can help people past just what our relationship is, which I think will authentically come off in any show format that we do next.
That is awesome. And Brandon, you're still jet-setting around. I mean, I always see you. You have to leave at least once a month. You still have your place in San Francisco, New York. You're still working all over the place, right?
I still work in San Francisco and New York. And, yeah, I'm in New York every 6 to 8 weeks, San Francisco every month, and then the rest of the time in L.A. So I'm home in L.A. about 10 days a month. But I love it. I'm great.
And what has been your guys' tricks to the trade of really keeping the spark going when you're not together?
Dirty pictures.
Nice.
You do not want to steal our phones. And in general, you never want to grab anyone's phone and like and take photos, but definitely ours, that's a no-no.
Oh, please add me to Snapchat all of a sudden. That's all I have to say. I don't know.
We have accidentally almost done some very, very explicit Snapchat. Yeah, even to his mom. We're like, wait a minute. What social media forum are you on? Why are you even on one? Yeah.
That is so funny. Kevin, any questions you have for our boys here and their married life?
It's so funny. I just have to share because for me, my marriage as well is a great strength. And not to go on and on about my story, but you guys might or might not know about it, and I'll do it quick for our listeners. But, I was outed on the evening news as the porn star teacher. It was an undercover news crew, but they made sure they didn't follow me to work. I had done some work in the gay adult industry when I wasn't teaching, and I had more than 20 years as a teacher, but they made sure they followed at Thanksgiving. My wife and I, when we picked up our Thanksgiving turkey to try to get her reaction. Now, the crazy thing is I'm bi, she's bi, and we were married at the time I did the work to do legal work to keep us off the street. Now, the crazy thing is it produces a whole bunch of things after losing a career as a teacher, not because I did anything wrong, but because of stigma. And that's why I founded Healing Stigma. But here's the wonderful thing I like. It's as if in that one, whatever it would be, that tiny moment, the rest of the reality television, if you will, in a different way played out because we were just in that spotlight. And I can honestly say this, it brought us so much discovery in our relationship, and still does, thanks to everyone who understood and wrote in the community it created. But first and foremost, in my marriage, it brought us to a whole level of understanding that if this didn't happen, I don't think I ever would have gone to such depths and then discovered my partner. But as a year of being in the spotlight, I also liked it in a positive way. It revealed who you really are. Because even in that moment, it showed me who my community was. Because from that, I discovered, the bisexual community were people who were suffering greatly, homelessness, addiction, all these other things that aren't stigmatized on the evening news, but are stigmatized with your family and then get in the way of things, your health ultimately, your community, your job, your safety. And so all I can say is, and I'd love to hear what your secret is going forward, because I love the fact that you guys are doing your business together, not just having a relationship, because that's ultimately what, for me with Healing Stigma, there is a relationship behind all of that. And how do you guys do it at the next level going forward as a partnership?
Wow. Well, Kevin, this is Craig. Let me just tell you, I have goosebumps from hearing your story and how much we can relate to you guys.
Oh, wait until you read the book.
Developing.
Wait until you read the book.
Oh, wait. tell me the name of the book.
Well, right now, the book that's up for a Lambda is, and I love saying this, Scott knows this, it's a Gaelic word, the last thing you should do, but it's called My Riastrat. And Riastrat is a Gaelic word that's half PTSD, half superpower for this character, the Irish Achilles. And it was how it felt like for me. It's like my life in five acts. And what happened to me, I had to go outside the English language to find a word that felt apt about what was going on to me at the time.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah, but the next book, I will tell you this, and I'm going to get you guys on you guys will be on anytime you want because I love having you on, and I mean that. But the book I'm working on now, Scott knows, is Healing Stigma, and it's, basically a survivor's guide to healing your identity in the internet age. Because for all these different things, it can be one click away, and there can be great stigma that can befall. Like, here's the thing. We can kid about, social media and Snapchat and all these things, and yet there was a town in Colorado where an entire high school they found was, having this – some kind of – I don't know. It was like a vault of pictures that was hiding like a calculator on kids' phones. But it was a whole bunch of inappropriate pictures, and it led to kids losing scholarships, kids getting expelled, and then investigations going on if any adult were aware of this, and we understand how horrible that gets from there. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, in the internet age, this is serious stuff. That what happened to me threw me out under the bus. The poetry is part of the lemonade, and how I survived it is the process, maybe as a teacher that I was, of the curriculum I came up with in Healing Stigma. And, it's out of necessity. That's what you guys do, and that's why I was trying to find out, the other thing in your relationship, because for me, it's that strength to me. It's not just me. It's my relationship that keeps me going in all of it.
Wow, Kevin. I can't wait to read all this material of yours, and we can obviously, we all can relate to this,
yeah.
But something is as a wedding photo of Brandon and I has gotten me pulled off the cover of Fitness Magazine. Talk about stigma.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
why? Say that again for our listeners. I want to hear that again. Say that again slowly for our listeners, please.
On social media, a simple photo of Brandon and I getting married has gotten me pulled off the cover of Fitness Magazine. Plural.
Wow.
Plural. Where I can be hired as a fitness model. That's no problem. But if I open my mouth or I'm Googleable to the point where it's more than just a six six-pack abs, and it's personality, and it shows my life and who I go home to, I get pulled from that cover.
Wow.
Lesbians on fitness, not so much, because they the corporations, they actually they think it's fine for their demographic to enjoy the idea of two women being together. Again, stigmas. It's just all stigmas that we're all eliminating, and I think it's beautiful, and that's what our passions are.
I love the inclusivity of this. I really do. Scott, you're a genius for coming for inviting these guys and coming up with the show. You keep topping it every time. I so get why you were so – Scott's kept saying you're going to love talking to these guys. You're going to love talking to these guys. And his instincts are always right, and they get better every time.
Well, we love your voice, Kevin.
Yeah.
I think I'm in love with everything you're saying, but I'm also in love with the way it sounds. Your voice is the most glorious sound on the wave.
Well, you know, all of our shows are available for podcasts that you can listen to at your leisure.
There you go. Put a plug in, Kevin. That's how I trained you. I like that.
Yep.
I'm teaching
See, Scott,
well,
I got a cookie after the show. Scott's going to give me an extra good cookie after the show for that. Yep.
Work out the drag
well,
after that to work it off.
Let's talk about a couple things going on in the future, guys. What is this? I'm hearing tease a little bit about another fitness experience called Stretch a Reason to Wine. Tell me about this. This sounds right up my alley, boys.
Kevin, I think you're going to enjoy this. So Brandon and I, in our theme of making fitness fun again and bringing people together, and we created these mind, body, and spirit swirl, if you will, wellness weekends, that one of the classes is Stretch a Reason to Wine, which is a stretch class pairing with wine tasting. I was a contortionist, a ballet dancer, and did a lot of Broadway shows, so I wrote the book literally on the anatomy of stretching. So
yeah,
I know how
brilliant.
To guide a group of people into safely stretching with responsible, you know, pairings of these tastings of wine.
I
That's
love
so
that.
That's so cool. And by the way, can I just say to our listeners to make sure that you go on and check this website. These guys are so good. And first of all, they're both beautiful. You guys are both beautiful, what you do and how you – on your website. I mean it. But the other thing is, and I can say this, stretching is what kept me alive as a rower, because there were people that didn't do it, and invariably – rowing it looks like this really graceful thing, but if you're rowing in a chop into a headwind and the boat isn't set up and half the people's knuckles are ripped off by the 500-meter mark and you got 2,000 meters to go, it ain't a pretty sight when you come across the finish line. And so it can be a brutal sport, and it can be – and all I can say is stretching is what kept me alive and allowed me to keep going, because the injuries I saw in slip discs, you know, shoulders popping out and all the rest, but it was oftentimes in cold weather or in conditions that people hadn't stretched before they went out and put their bodies into this situation. And also, I would just say, for people that are just starting to work out, stretching is one of those things that I find really helps you come back the next time and not be as, how should I say, sore and off balance and everything else and getting back into it. Stretching for me is still something I do every single day. So you guys, awesome for doing that.
Yeah, stretching is for everyone too. It's one of the only exercising programs that is for everyone. And we also include it in workouts to drag. But the Stretch a Reason to Wine is more of a social opportunity for people.
Cool.
And we'll be traveling across America with that class.
I'm looking forward to
smart.
That.
Our
Northeast
two dogs,
Ohio, Cleveland's got to be on one of the stops. Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Our two elderly dogs do that. I have two elderly dogs, a Chihuahua and a Spanish street dog, and they both look at each other in the morning. The first thing they do is stretch, and I look at them, I'm like, you guys are pretty freaking smart, you know, because they're in great shape. People don't believe how old they are. And seriously, the first thing they do in the morning is like, look, if they know how to do that, then teaching people to do that is absolutely genius. I love it.
Kevin, the forward in my book is from Jerry Mitchell, who directed, choreographed Kinky Boots as well as many other Broadway shows, and that's exactly what he says in it. So you'll enjoy
really?
That.
Really? We're gonna fill each other's libraries. Don't you worry. I can't wait. This is brilliant. This really is. So, hey, when are you going to get to the Northeast?
Oh, we travel there all the time, honestly. We're there next week. We're in New York next week.
Are you
going to
be there
on
Monday? Are you
going to
be at the Landis?
Are we going to be in Monday?
Come on by. If you're there, come on by.
13th to the 18th.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely cross paths, because I'm a little bit north. I'm just south of Boston on the Irish Riviera, but we will definitely cross paths shortly. I know that. And by the way, Scott, I think I thought of this. We're going to get you to Provincetown, and I think we should do a live show there. Maybe we could open up a fitness, I don't know, like drink shack called My Milkshake is Better Than Yours or something in P-Town, and we'll do live shots from there. You guys are just making my head go on fire with all good ideas, so I'm going to go quiet.
I drank Elise, by the way. My milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard. I thank Reggie for her baby bounce back.
Oh, that is brilliant. I love it. I love her. Oh, my God, you guys are geniuses. You really are.
Well, Brandon, talk for a second. Craig alluded to a little earlier. Talk about your beauty. I love this. It's on iTunes. It's a music compilation called Brandon Liberati's Beauty Music, M-U-S-E hyphen I-C, a music. Talk about that. That's an awesome project.
Like we were talking about before, just conscious beauty is the same thing. If you are getting ready and you're despising the entire process, your outcome is not going to be very good, and you're gonna send yourself off to whatever event you're going to with not feeling good about yourself. Therefore, you're not going to present yourself the best way that you can. So, what I've done is I've created a CD, the playlist actually, that takes you from creation to completion, and then sends you out the door. And it does it, and it paces you. So you do it in a timely manner, and you're never fashionably late. So what it does is the beats per minute kind of take you through the journey. So, you know, and it has each section, like picking out your clothes, deciding what you're going to wear, and then sitting down and preparing your tools so that they can prepare you to get ready. And then it's putting on your makeup, doing your hair, and sending you out the door. And it's like three songs approximately for each. So it's paced, and the beats per minute get higher. And so by the time you leave the house, you're in a good mood. And it makes getting ready also an experience. Now, is this something you're going to do, you know, on your way to work or before work? Probably not. But going out somewhere nice, it's sort of like cooking. You know, you put on some nice music, you drink some wine, and...
Yeah.
You know, it makes it an experience, which is what this CD, this playlist does, and I think it's brilliant, and it's actually really good.
Fantastic.
That is so cool. No, I was gonna say it's like house music that actually opens up the door and gets you out of the house on time, like you said.
Exactly.
All right, guys, so we're gonna have to go ahead and wrap this up. I can't believe we've gone through an hour. Kevin and I, we started the show
an
hour. We thought, let's do an hour show. We haven't made an hour in any of our last 16 shows because we have such great guests like you guys coming on. So thank you so much for being on. Before you go, please tell everyone where they can find you on social media for both. You guys got so many. We got Fit and Fab. We got your personal ones and, of course, Workouts at Drag. Go ahead and let us know where they can find you guys.
Well, for this one, let's focus on Fit and Fab. As you said, it's Fit and Fab for Pure Health and Beauty. That on social media, and then join us on at Workout to Drag, hashtag Workout to Drag. Find us both there.
Super duper. Well, guys, it's just so exciting to have you guys on. You know, I'm huge fans, not only of your work, but just of the people you are. You're so loving and so nice in everything you do, and I want to thank you so much for being part of this. I'm sure Kevin is equally as proud, because I know that you guys have just got along great. So thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank
we
you guys as well.
Both.
It is such a pleasure. I know we went over, but big hugs.
Stay on the lines
for
us for a couple seconds. We're going to go ahead and play one last time the Groovalottos, a new song called Their Chants and Hollers. We'll be back in just a couple of moments on Healing Stigma Left and Straight Radio with Scott and Kevin. Thank you so much once again to Brandon Liberati and Craig Ramsey. Here we go.
We've got that soul funk jazz going round and round. We got that soul funk jazz going round. We got that soul funk jazz going round and round. We got that soul funk jazz going round. We got that soul funk jazz going round and round. We got that soul funk jazz going round.
Ladies and gentlemen,
deep soul chants and hollers.
A lecture on the dance floor by Moali.
And that was Chance and Hollers by the Groovalottos. We are back. Kevin, another great show done once again.
Yay. It's a party on the air. It really is.
I'm telling
and
you.
And that was that was fun. It's really
they
good.
They are really
I like
great
guys.
And they really, as much fun as we have with them, they really do fight stigma in so many ways with body image and beauty. And they've gone through so much themselves. Like I said, they've talked about on the Hollywood show. They had quite a few major issues themselves, and so I just am so proud for as open as honest as they are in bringing that talk right here to a Helix Sigma.
Yeah, people really do open up, and I mean, here's the thing. You can tell with me, I get this fevered pitch, and suddenly I get excited because all these connections are made, and that's why. I mean, every one of these podcasts is showing another facet of how people are challenging and healing stigma. And these two things together are a great combination because it's what they're uniquely going through and their clients are responding, you know, it's how it works. And wow. I mean, I'm looking forward to next week, you know, that's the whole thing. But right now in this moment, the whole thing is there's a whole nother set. I know we're so short on time, but our music tonight has a great backstory as well in Healing Stigma, but we'll get to it, I know, in the future. But the Groovalottos are more than just a fantastic, fantastic band. They have a backstory that I want to get on the show as well. And I know, we're busy, man, we're busy. But I do think we're jamming every single minute we can with some of the most interesting stuff that's going on right now currently with trying to challenge stigma.
Exactly, and we're always looking for bands to send us their music. I mean, we love to feature music on the show, and these were one of those times where a band sent in their music and then they had this amazing backstory. It's like, well, gosh, can we have you on the show as well? And so we're going to have them.
Yeah, so let's, that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep everybody in suspense right now. They're going to be on soon. You're going to have to hear this. You've already heard some of their music. They will blow you away. And you can always obviously go on the website. It's the internet, let's face it. But in the meantime, when they come on and hear it from them, I think it's going to be really, really another wonderful podcast. So now, hey, what do we have coming up?
Hey, next week is a biggie. We have Jeffrey Marsh coming on. You know him
as
a fine sensation, of course. Very gender.
I think we need to refer to Jeffrey as they. I think we need to refer to Jeffrey as they. That's going to be
the
pronoun we're going to use, and I'm going to make sure we do that appropriately. And if I mess up, I'm already going to apologize to Jeffrey. But I am a huge fan of what Jeffrey does, and every week, Scott, this gets so wonderfully interesting. That's next week.
It is next week already, and just the guests keep on. It's going to be a fantastic summer. I mean, most people take off for the summer. Us? No. We got too many people to talk to. Places to go,
mm-hmm.
people to see. Not us. We have fantastic guests calling in each and every Thursday right here on Blog Talk Radio, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. If you miss any episode, you definitely have to go to the website, www.healingstigmaradio.com. Follow the conversation on Twitter, at Heal Stigma Radio. And the hashtag Heal Stigma. We're going to have big news on Monday night after we find out about the Lammies. So that's going to be kind of fun. Definitely check our social media for that, right?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I really am looking forward to it, and I'm honored to be there. And, yes, I will report in faithfully on all I hear and see and meet and do. And just thank you so much for all the support. If anyone in the meantime wants to check it out on even on Amazon, I would say it would be the great place to just go and check it out. My Riestrad, that little book of hope, is now going to the Lammies. So thank you to everyone who's been part of it. And, we'll go to New York and have a really great time there. And also, can I just say that, you know, Healing Stigma Radio with the right sunscreen is one of the best things to do at the beach. It really is. So, you know, get yourselves the right little headphones there and listen, because we travel. We go everywhere. So, and we should go everywhere as well, Scott, because we're going to get you to the beach as well. We're going to get you out here.
We're going to do some travel episodes very soon. And like you said, subscribe to us on iTunes. It's a simple click of the button. Have us anywhere all summer long on your iPads, on your Androids, anywhere that great sound plays, you're going to have an interesting podcast to get you through the summer after dark. Well, Kevin, thank you so much. It's always my pleasure co-hosting with you. I'm so proud of you and so excited for Monday. Can't wait to hear all about it. Please go vote for Left of Straight Show at www.podcastawards.com. We will see you back here next Thursday, and we are out of here. Good night, everybody.